Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are back now, and we are talking with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, and of course, we've mentioned his new video on rule of law or anarchy. That's America, rule of law or anarchy, and how you can get that. We'll repeat that a little bit later on. John, you know, the cost of the illegals, of the invaders, if you will, is costing the United States taxpayers, each of them, each taxpayer, almost $23,000 annually. And that's a conservative figure. That's from the Heritage Foundation. And, you know, that price tag keeps going up and up and up. That's over $1 million per family per lifetime, $2.2 trillion total. When you consider the enormity of that, it's incredible.
If this amnesty is gotten through, it'll cost American taxpayers $2.7 trillion just for the amnesty.
Well, that's exactly in addition to the overall cost, yeah.
And a friend of mine in the House is planning, if the McCain-Kennedy bill is going to be try to shuffle through, he wants to introduce an amendment whereas American taxpayers would have to be given the same break as the illegals. As far as taxes goes, and that would cost
the
government $2.3 trillion. And he puts in the amendment, I have the amendment, says that recoup the cost of that by imposing a 75% tariff tax on any country that pays 50% less wages than American companies do, primarily Red China. And we just keep funneling more and more money into Red China, borrowing money from them, and meanwhile they're laughing all the way to the bank, and they're not saying dumb gringos. They're just biding their time where they can say, you know, it's all over. We own you. And
you're absolutely right.
I expect to, to hear something, and because like all of us, we went through 911, and I think it was a wake-up call, but people have such short-term memory. And, please wake up out there. That's all I'm asking.
John, you're right. But the fact of the matter is that we are being deceived by a global elite in control of both the administration and the media. We saw that with the last debate. I don't know if you caught it, but the last presidential discussion, if you will, it's not even a debate, but these forums are so controlled and so pitifully totally one-sided that there is absolutely no way an honest question about what is going on with our borders is going to be asked of these politicians.
Absolutely not.
And they won't, and let's face it, most of them, except maybe Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul, will even deal with the issue. They don't want to deal with it. They're thankful the media won't ask that question because it's too hot an issue. They don't want to be caught dead having to answer a question like that. Whose side are you on? And it's clear whose side they're on.
A friend of mine at CNN works pretty close with ICE, and he said that every time they conduct a raid,
yep.
To deport every single politician, whenever it happens in their neighborhood,
yep.
They call ICE and demand them to stop. Every single one, Republican and Democrat. He said the only politician to ever call to congratulate him or thank him was Tom Tancredo. He was the only one.
Mm. Well, good for him. Good for him on that. We're going to take a quick break now, but we'll have plenty of time to talk to you. And, Mark, you'll be up first when we come back from this quick break right here on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. My guest is John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. The website, immigrationcontrol.com. Get the videos, particularly the latest one, and use them on your public access TV programs. We'll be right back with John in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're returned now to the program, and we are going to spend the next 20 minutes with John Clark. And let's go right back to the phone now and say hello to Mark. Hello, Mark in Wisconsin.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi,
Mark.
Excellent, excellent show.
Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Speak up.
Can you hear me?
Turn your radio down when you call.
My radio is down.
Okay, turn the volume down, not the radio. You don't want to drop it on the floor. Just okay, hello, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, and John can hear you.
Okay, great. You guys are putting on an excellent, excellent show, and thank you, Mr. Clark, for bringing this to the public's attention as best you can. It's just a shame that we can't get any mainstream media coverage of this. Your videos are available on your site, Mr. Clark?
Yes, at www.immigrationcontrol.com.
Okay.
This is the sixth one.
Which?
And there are others up there that are equally as important, but this, I think, has the most effect on people. Like I said, I've shown it to four large groups now, a couple of hundred people at a time, and they're just, at the end, they're just total silence. They're just shocked.
Completely dumbfounded. And what's the title of that video, sir?
That's America, Rule of Law or Anarchy.
All right. It sounds very exciting. And I had a question for you. My question is, what would happen if an Israeli child had his head cut off by a Palestinian? I think when you answer this question, you'll come to the realization that the Zionists completely control our media.
Well,
Yeah, we know that.
Well, the elitists, yes. There are a group of people that want complete domination of this world. And it says so in the Bible, one world government. And
the proof is in the pudding that the only country that has total enforcement of a majority, a Jewish majority, is the state of Israel. They will not allow blacks in, for instance, who are not entitled to citizenship, as they say. I mean, they have a completely closed border.
Right.
Well, so is the Vatican. The Vatican's a city and accepts no immigrants, legal or illegal. So
they're all in on it. But the Zionists are the lead agents for the bankers, from what I've been able to ascertain about the control in this country. But having said that, I know many wonderful Jewish people, and I'm talking about the leadership. About the Jewish leadership. Just as I'm not happy with the Catholic leadership in my church, they've sold us out too. So I just wanted to put that caveat in there.
That's straight across the board. I've told people that, you know, institutions that we once thought were American are no longer. The FL-CIO supports illegal immigration.
Yep.
You've got the Catholic Church, Cardinal Phony Mahoney Baloney leading the charge. And I'm Catholic, so I have nothing against Catholics, but we're paying the Catholic Church $1.5 billion annually. They'll bring these illegals in for more Catholics. And to ruin this country, we're importing poverty. We're helping the Catholic Church do it.
Well,
and again, if the Catholic Church wants money, donations, send it, give it to them in pesos.
Right. Well, let me tell you what I'm doing this weekend, Mr. Clark. I'm putting flyers on every car of about five or six Catholic churches in my area, and I'm challenging the leadership, and I'm going to ask the people why that the Catholic Church and its leaders are not making the people aware of what's going on in this country, because it's a complete sellout.
Well, be careful when you do that. We did that on Long Island, put flyers on all the cars, and they had security on us real quick.
Fortunately, I'm a boxing coach, and I'm very good at jujitsu too. So if they wanna throw down Catholic style, we can do that.
Yeah, they'll make you look like the bad guy. But I mean, poor little migrants. So
of course I'm kidding. If they don't want me on the property, then I'll take my kids out of their school.
We shouldn't leave out also the.
I wish there were more people like you out there doing that,
yeah.
And I hope that, you know, we need people like you, Americans that care about this country.
Let's not forget either, John.
Younger kids involved, but. A lot of the young kids are not impacted. They're out there working, and a lot of them don't realize what there is to lose.
Yeah.
The older generation, like myself, we know what is to lose. I mean,
we grew up in
a country, a freedom. And there are a lot of things wrong with this country over the years, a tremendous amount of things, but it's still the best we have.
Yeah, but don't forget also, it's not just the Catholics and the Jews and so forth, I mean, within these organizations, but also the National Council of Churches is right with them, right, walking in lockstep on this issue with the sanctuary movement.
Ford Foundation.
The sanctuary cities.
Rick, is that the organization that's talking about a universal religion?
Which one are you referring to specifically? Now?
The National Organization of Churches.
No, the National Council of Churches.
National Council of Churches.
They have always, formerly the Federal Council of Churches, they were so radical, they were so pro-communist, they had to change the whole organizational structure. But here they are leading the charge with the Catholic diocese in many communities, the mainline with the permission of the Vatican, and these Zionist organizations, they're all working together with the business community, the tycoons, labor, leader unions, and so forth, all in the forefront. Yeah, let's join hands and let them walk right in, take over the country, and disarm Americans. And that's why we're seeing so much violent crime and why we're seeing this mess in America today. These people have no conscience, man. These people are out of their minds.
One thing I want to bring up about this Los Angeles, the mayor of Los Angeles, who I've said is a reconquista, has said nobody's above the law, but yet he's breaking federal law by making sanctuary city of Los Angeles. Same thing with the mayor of San Francisco. Other cities are following suit. Now, these people should be in prison. Now, there is a federal law against sanctuary cities, but there's no law to enforce it. Now, when I go to Washington, D.C., that's what I'm going to be working on, trying to put some teeth into it. We need more than two. Last vote, we could only get 203 votes to make it where if a city passed sanctuary laws, or the federal funding would be yanked. We need to put that in there, because if we don't, it's the total breakdown of rule of law in this country.
Well, go.
I just wanted to say excellent, excellent work, gentlemen, and I wanted to challenge the RBN audience to get mobile, to get out there and do something, because they don't care how much we know. They absolutely do not care anymore. They've made an all or nothing bet. They have to go all the
it's
way
what,
through.
It's what you do that counts.
That's right. It's what you do. It's your actions. And if you're just going to sit around and talk about it, nothing's going to happen. Follow in John Clark's footsteps. Let's get out there and beat the streets. Good night, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Chuck in California now. Hello, Chuck. You're on the air with John Clark.
Hi, Rick. Nice show you're having tonight.
Thank you.
I just listening to Pastor Wickstrom on another network, and he was parroting the same thing about fifth column here.
Right.
And how people should be preparing. Basically, the war has already started, but just hasn't gotten to every area. I would suggest to people to get plenty of ammo. Also, I think that a lot of the guests you have are really good. I appreciate listening to you. And one thing I wanted to ask you was this fifth column, I heard that they have AK-47s. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, let me ask John, our guest.
Well,
there, okay?
The drug smugglers are carrying AK-47s, and the person, my favorite person, Hugo Chavez, Venezuelan, has bought 200,000 AK-47s. He has agents in this country. Yes, they're armed to the teeth in this country. You know, and the Americans say, well, they can't take over because every American is armed. Well, it can get to the point where, well, like the Democrats, you know, taking away assault weapons and everything else. That's the only way we could protect ourselves from a military takeover. You know, to get to that point, they're armed to the teeth. Look what happened to the riots, the Rodney King riots. They almost took over a major city, Los Angeles. 40% of those rioters were illegal aliens.
Yeah, this guy he had on the guest, he was some major general guy. I think his name was John Roberts. He said that they were handing out machetes to all the illegal aliens, too. I think it was Kentucky, a truck pulled up, and they were just handing out machetes to everybody.
Who was handing these out?
Something like that I really have to question. You know, when I lived in D.C., I used to get emails, faxes from different organizations talking about secret bases, Russian helicopters, and that. Now, that sounds like really, you know, something that I would question, handing out machetes like that. They do, yes, a lot of the migrants coming from Latin culture down there, they do carry machetes because they use it for their work.
Yeah, but who is handing them out? My question is who?
I've never seen that. I've never heard that where, you know, they actually pass out. Being armed, yes, they are. MS-13 is armed, which is one of the most violent gangs in the world. And that's one of the problems Mayor Barletta had in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Well, he said that a pickup truck pulled up with two guys in it, and there was a bunch of illegals standing around, and they were all handing out machetes out of the back of the pickup truck to the illegals, like they're getting ready.
It's very difficult to tell the illegals. I was questioned about that one time. How do you know they're illegal? I said, well, when the INS shows up and they start running, that's a pretty good indicator. But a lot of times people will say just because they're Mexicans, they're illegals. And we have to be very careful of that because legal Mexicans are really a lot more upset than we are because the illegals give them a bad name because everybody thinks all Mexicans like that. They're not. And this is not a race issue. Illegal is not a race. I'm against the illegals. I don't care where anybody comes from. If they come here and they want to be an American, learn English, that's fine.
But I agree.
Illegally, go home. Get out, go home, be deported. We don't want you here.
I don't think at this point gun control in America will work, even if they bring it up. I think that people are fed up enough. They're not going to give up their guns no matter what happens.
You know, they already know who has the guns. That's why we're registering. You know, we have to be checked thanks to the Democrats doing that.
Okay.
Now they know everybody where all the guns are at. So.
Thank you, Chuck, for your call. We got a break, and we'll be right back with the last segment of John Clark, my guest, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we are back with John Clark. We don't have much time left, so I'm going to go right back to the telephone and speak to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. Okay, very quickly. I disagree. I like your guests a lot, and I want to say to you, I thank you very much, sir, for what you're doing. But I disagree with you. I do think that it is a race issue because I heard last night, and this happened to be coincidence, but I was on I was listening to either 840 AM or 810 AM in this area, but it wasn't a Connecticut station, and they were covering some stuff going on with in Los Angeles where they even interviewed some of the blacks over there that were like Americans. You could tell they were speaking English, and they were saying that they can't even walk the street because the Mexicans or whatever that is, they're killing them, they're shooting them. It's not just gangs now. The media tried to play it like it's just a gang thing. Excuse me, but...
Oh, gee.
Yeah, but it's not.
You know, Henry, back off from the phone a little bit. You're coming across too strong. Okay.
Okay.
What's the point, Henry?
Okay, but it's not. these illegals, it's very dangerous. Now, that's the first time I heard it being covered on the media, on the regular, AM media. But I've heard that before from someone else. I think his name is Ted Anderson or something. Or
Terry Anderson.
Yeah, Terry Anderson, right. He said something like this, too. But I heard it last night, and the people, these are young people, you know, a little younger than me, but they were, like, scared, you know. And it's really, I disagree with you. I do think it's a race issue because, number one, if it wasn't, and they were talking, there's a big race problem over there with that. It has to do with these third world Mexican, Latin Americans.
They do make it a race issue. I say we don't make it a race issue. We're not racist, but they are. Yes, it is a race issue. There is a conflict between the blacks and the Mexicans. The reason why, it's always been on the same rung, vying for the same jobs. The illegals are pushing the blacks out of South Central L.A. At this press conference, there were five blacks there with me. Saying that we, you know, they need to get this stopped. Before, most of the black churches have been telling the blacks, don't get involved, it's Whitey's problem. They hated Whitey more than anything else. But people like Reverend Jesse Jackson, Jesse Peterson.
Yeah.
He's in Los Angeles. He's been fighting this. He's called an Uncle Tom. They throw Oreo cookies at him. Terry Anderson, who's a black radio talk show host. Ted Hayes, who was at this press conference, the same thing. They make it a race issue. When I say it's not a race issue, it's not a race issue on our part, our organization, or us. All we care about is illegal immigration.
Because your job is a militia, and under the Constitution, you're
not the militia now. This
we're not
has
the
nothing
militia.
To do with the
oh,
militia.
That's right. That's right. I'm thinking of Minutemen.
You're thinking of the Minutemen, and they're not the militia.
And the Minutemen are not militia either.
Well, actually, I think that's what it's going to take. It's probably going to take militia.
Well, that's another subject.
But it's definitely a race issue, although with these people.
Yes, they make it a race issue. If you get my film, you'll see how they use the race card. They use the race card on us, but you'll see the demonstrators saying, death to the rednecks, death to Whitey, get out.
Well, anti-white racism is in vogue, okay?
Yeah,
it's acceptable.
That's what I was
right. It's acceptable, and it's nurtured by the media, and it's okay. It's kosher, okay?
Yeah,
but any other form of racism by any white is totally dismissed as the greatest crime of the century. That's what this legislation, this hate crimes legislation, is all about, punishing whitey, punishing Christians, punishing males.
Yeah, that is what it's about. It is.
White is the name of the gang.
Yep.
No,
we're about at the end of the program. Henry, quickly, final thought before we move along.
But it definitely is anyway, because if we're going to have illegal aliens and these people just want millions of illegal people coming here, then why don't we bring illegal Swedes and illegal Germans and Irish and Finns and hundreds of thousands and billions.
No, that would be diversity. We can't have that
right.
Diversity.
And I don't see any reason. This country can't remain a Western part
the
of the
idea.
Western world. If we take in predominantly non-European, non-white,
won't be the United States of America within 10 years if we don't get this turnaround.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Now you see the plan.
Right, and if you think, let's say it wasn't Mexican and you took in Swedes and Finns and Norwegians and Germans and Italians and Irish, believe me, you can have a little gang here, a little gang there. I don't think they'd be declaring war against Western culture and calling people gringos and what they owe them and all that. You wouldn't hear all that. It wouldn't be that way. Believe me, I can tell you right now, I can't prove it, but if the shoe was on the other foot and it was more the people that probably predominantly most Americans would want to be here from those countries of Europe as opposed to what we've taken in for the past, since 1965, I heard the guy mention it, we wouldn't have the kind of nonsense.
Can you imagine
a lot of people believe it, even if they don't.
Can you imagine if there were a gang of white South Africans like MS-13 in the country? Can you imagine what would happen to them in the eyes of the media?
Right. Oh, forget about it. As a matter of fact, a lot of the, I'll say this, I'll hang up, the Boers had problems where they wanted to come over here, and we wouldn't let them in.
No, we won't let them in because
they're
not outstanding.
Some of them know about nuclear
citizens.
Stuff, some of them know about science, they know about farming, they just want something to come here, swap sweat, flip the country's racial population over, and become a piece of crap. Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Henry.
Thanks a lot.
Rick, before I go, I was wondering if I could mention my books.
Surely. John, go ahead.
Yeah, because they're now on Borders.com, both books, and also Amazon.com. Pozan and Dead Angel, both are just
Pozan and Dead Angel by John Clark. John, thank you. We'll be talking with you soon again by next week, okay?
Okay, I'll
let me know
you
what happens in D.C. Bye-bye now. Okay, we'll be right back with Ted Pike. next, the hate crimes bill. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, here we are. Here we are, the last half hour in tonight's program, and we are shifting gears a little bit, but not entirely. You know, dealing with a lot of the same problem and the same instigators. And right now we're going to talk to Ted Pike of truthtellers.org and what he has to tell us about this well, this late-breaking vote in the Senate committee today on the so-called hate crimes bill. Good evening, Ted.
Yes, good evening, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. A lot of earth-shattering things have been happening this past week or so, huh?
Well, yes, certainly the events in the House of Representatives were quite dramatic last week.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly knew ahead of time that the votes weren't there to defeat the federal hate bill,
mm-hmm.
but it was very, very dramatic for one member, a Republican member of the House, to announce President Bush's threat, basically, to veto the hate crimes legislation if it were passed by the House and the Senate. And this is certainly a bright spot, a light at the end of this very dark tunnel we've been through all winter long, in fact. And the only question is, Is there some possibility of a modified, compromised hate bill that might be amenable to the president and to the Democrats in Congress? I say that because during the first term of his presidency, he did say that he would pass some kind of modified hate crimes legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And attempts have been made to do that a few years ago in 2003. The hate bill had been rejected about two or three times since 1998, actually three times, I believe. And the Democrats got together with Orrin Hatch of Utah, and they said, hey, we have some changes here. And Orrin Hatch went for the bait, and the changes were really very, very superficial. Actually, they were kind of a smokescreen for even more serious additions to the hate bill, which just seemed to have escaped his notice. And so he came out, Hatch, who had been a stalwart opponent of the hate bill, came out and supported it, and he and Kennedy got together, and actually they passed the hate bill 65-37 in the spring of 2004, but Hatch didn't vote for it at that time because he came to the reality that he had been snookered, and yet that his efforts had contributed greatly to the prestige of the hate bill. So we are watching things very closely, and the important thing now, I believe, is that we have a good solid defeat of the hate bill in the Senate. And I got word this morning, actually the government website at senate.gov had its link to active legislation quite in a very pronounced way, says that the two hate bills, S-1105 and H.R. 1592, are currently legislatively active and may receive floor action this week. And that means it could go to the floor Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and at the discretion of the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid of Nevada. Now, after I saw that and got that information, I quickly called Senator Kennedy's office, Senator Smith's office, and had a discussion with their legislative aides or experts on this subject, and both of them were very emphatic that the Democratic powers that be are wanting to push this through very rapidly. I didn't pose as a person who was against the hate bill, but one who was just perhaps a little bit for the hate bill. And so they opened up to me that that they want to move this through very rapidly. They feel that there is no need to have any hearings, any discussion, any debate on the hate bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite cavalier, in fact, in saying that previous Congresses and previous judiciaries have very adequately discussed the pros and cons of this legislation. So they are basically moving it out of the judiciary very rapidly. Technically, it's still in judiciary, but in reality, it's fast-forwarding to a possible vote. There is some legislation on the docket which could delay it, but on the other hand, we have to remember that if these kingpins like Leahy and Kennedy and Smith and Reid really want this legislation through, there is absolutely nothing to keep Reid from taking that bill right out of judiciary and putting it at the front of the list. And literally, if he wanted to badly enough, he could have a vote on it tomorrow.
Right, but remember, he can't pass it. He needs the votes to pass it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's where the protests are coming in. We know the protests have been enormous.
Yes,
and
they have.
We've been getting feedback. The American public, despite the literal blockade or embargo, if I may use the term, by the mainstream media on this issue, you know, that the word is getting out. And, of course, as you know, even some of our evangelical cohorts have been quoted, such as James Dobbs in the media.
Yeah.
But
uh-huh.
The only time the media have reported on this bill in any substantive way at all was when the House passed it. And it's
yeah.
almost like a total, you know, cavalier thing. Oh, well, you know, by the way, the House today passed this bill, you know.
Sure.
And that's the extent of their reporting on it.
Well, also, I haven't heard anything from President Bush. The bill has been before Congress four times during Bush's two administrations. And I certainly haven't heard of him coming forward to offer a veto. And he certainly was very noncommittal several months ago when he was pointedly asked, or at least his press secretary was pointedly asked what the president's position might be on a veto. He had absolutely nothing to say about it. But the president did come out with an excellent rebuttal to the whole idea of the need for federal jurisdiction, federal involvement in local
law. It's kind of scary, isn't it, when George Bush says the right thing?
Yeah.
Really begin to wonder, right?
Yeah, it was a very wonderful, cogent, powerful statement. What I think is really going on in the Senate now is that the Senate leaders are panicking because there is a very virtual mounting crescendo of protest against the hate bill. I mean, literally every day, some new right leader like Chuck Colson or Alliance Defense Fund are just popping up all over the place with articles, powerful articles. The kind of public education program I have advocated and literally dreamed of seeing sweep across the church in America and conservatism literally for the last 7 or 8 years. And now it's happening. And in fact, I'm calling and talking to some of these leaders, and they are. I had a nice talk with legislative analyst of James Dobson's organization today, and she had my latest emails there and made it very clear that they had been reading my materials and so on. It's kind of interesting. This morning, I talked to her and. And they were astonished. In fact, astonished that this bill was going so rapidly forward in the Senate. And I got another call from a right wing organization on Capitol Hill, and they knew nothing about it. And they said, "Where did you get this information?" And I told them, "Well, it's right there on the Senate.gov website. And if you have any doubts, call Senator Kennedy's and Senator Smith's office." But Senator O'Donnell, who is the Senate minority leader, seems to have known nothing this morning about this aggressive movement on the part of the hate bill forces to ramrod it through Congress. And I called his office, and they didn't know anything about anything. They said, well, it's just, you know, nicely nestled there in judiciary. They had no idea, of what was going on behind the scenes. And I was fortunately able to have a very good conversation with both Kennedy's judiciary expert, or at least a legislative aide who was recommended as being knowledgeable in that, as well as Smith's.
And, and who was the one you spoke with in Kennedy's office?
I don't remember the name.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Was it Jeffrey Teets?
I just don't remember the
Jeffrey
name.
Jeffrey Teets, okay, because he came from Rhode Island. Now, he's Jewish, and he also was one of the leading individuals in the Rhode Island General Assembly years ago who was shepherding through all of this legislation, including the banning of militia groups organizing in the state and having anything to do with a campaign for training, that is, training of militia members. And so it was typical ADL stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's quite astonishing. As I say, I think they are panicking because I'm calling for massive phoning and emailing and faxing right now.
Uh-huh.
I think they are afraid of this tidal wave.
Well, that's why they're trying to move it through as quickly as they can. Yeah,
I know. In fact, Dobson is in a big campaign right now, a petition campaign, wanting to present 250,000 names to the Senate and President and so on.
Sure.
But what I'm a little concerned about is Dobson seemed to be taking quite literally O'Donnell's skepticism. Maybe not O'Donnell personally, but his office, that there was no problem and it was still in the Judiciary Committee. And I feel like that was naive and misinformed, and really, those petitions, those calls, all of the barrage from the religious conservative right should be going in tomorrow morning. Because if they have a vote, let's say, tomorrow afternoon or the next day, you're going to feel kind of silly with piles of petitions that aren't delivered yet, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very proactive. We have to realize also that this is real political hardball. When I talked to O'Donnell's office, they said, well, you know, or believe it was Donald's office, they said, well, we will be properly notified when the hate bill is coming in. You know, that's only courtesy and so on. Oh, no, no, I don't believe we can expect that. I remember a year and a half ago when Bill Frist was standing against Kennedy as Senate Majority Leader, when he was trying to pop up in the Senate and be able to call for a vote to have the hate bill reattached to the Children's Safety Act, I was informed by a very astute legislative expert there in the judiciary that in this kind of game, literally, Frist could have his spies watching for Kennedy, and when he went out to the restroom, that quickly he could have introduced the Children's Safety Act in and called for a vote on it. Literally, in a five-minute interval, there's you know, all fair in love and legislation, and I don't think that these people are playing by the rules. They're certainly showing themselves capable of great callousness and bullying, and batting down the Republicans relentlessly. And I think what we have to be is you know, as Christ said, be wise as serpent, but harmless as dove. We have to be wise as serpents now and realize that they want the liberals want this legislation almost worse than they've ever wanted anything before, and they're going to do just about any kind of chicanery in order to obtain it.
Yes, and they have their poster children, you know, the Matthew Shepherds and the birds and so forth,
yes.
You know, and of course, you know, it's so emotional, it's gut-wrenching, and of course, who could be against protecting against further abuses and horrible scenes like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not about that, obviously. It's much more than that, and they know it. They know what they're doing.
Sure.
They're not ignorant. They've been there too long. They know the name of the game, and they know they're rewarding their friends in the legal field as well, who happen to be, many of them, ADLers or ADL supporters.
Uh-huh.
So they're creating more legal work for them in the states and giving them an opportunity to send the bill to the taxpayers for going to prosecute some kid maybe that happened to put a swastika on a school, and all of a sudden this kid is a major threat to the community.
Yeah.
He's a Nazi. He was in the SS and so forth. And this is what they love. They love generating that type of publicity and hatred.
Well, you know, as I listened to the argument on the floor of the House last week, I was struck by how emotional they were.
Absolutely.
Could not deal with the simple reality that the justice systems and the laws on the local level have an unblemished record of being able to deal with any kind of bias-motivated crime. And, of course, cases can be presented, like the state of Wyoming, where they didn't even have a hate law, yet they gave the murderers of Matt Shepard triple life penalties, and so on. Many instances like that where the judge and jury system on the local level is very flexible to take in motivation and then enhanced penalties and so on. But this emotional and distortive approach to pushing the hate crimes legislation is kind of revealed in a... If you go to the People for the American Way,
yes,
website, they are attacking all of us now. They're talking, you know, Folger, all of us, Markovich, they're attacking me, they're attacking...
I hope I haven't been left out.
Family Research Council.
Oh, my.
And they're saying we're all, you know, creating lies, terrible distortions and lies. And then People for the American Way, it turns around, and they are trying to, you know, Janet Folger and has been... made a two-minute infomercial, which she's been, I believe she's been airing it on Fox, in which she dramatizes how these two grandmothers were arrested in Philadelphia under the Pennsylvania hate law.
Yeah.
Anyway, People for the American Way is striking back and saying, actually, these two grandmothers were so completely out of control and destructive.
Absolutely. Yep.
There on the streets of Philadelphia, that the poor
terrible
Philadelphia police, in order to protect these homosexuals from physical violence, had to arrest these two grandmothers along with the other of the Philadelphia 11.
Yes,
but, you
the
know,
grannies
have,
were using their canes on the police.
Yeah,
yes.
I have three different video documentaries, one by Markovich's group, one by the Philadelphia police, one by an independent film company who videotaped that whole thing from the very beginning, from the first moment that the grannies and the Philly 11.
Yeah, but they must have been all doctored videos, Ted. Come on.
No, but they're all the same. They're all the same.
Yeah, they were all doctored gangs by the radical right.
But those supposedly violent grannies that they described were actually sitting back there holding Bibles.
Yep.
Bible verses up in the air.
You know what else is so hypocritical? These Democrats in Congress particularly, and some Republicans, when the issue of partial birth abortion came up, you should have seen them arguing passionately for states' rights authority over the federal government.
Uh-huh.
What business has the federal government got regulating an abortion and trying to outlaw it? It's states' rights. Now, here they are, the same people saying, we don't believe the states can handle these issues. We got to come down hard, and the federal
yeah.
government has to use the hammers of hell.
Well,
oh, my.
It's just a reminder that liberals have a strong undercurrent of Marxism and socialism
right.
underneath them.
Totalitarianism, yes.
Yeah, it makes them perfectly adaptive to whatever will achieve their goals. But right now, the important message, I think, tonight is that tomorrow morning,
right.
the first thing, we've got to get those calls going in.
Okay, stay where you are, Ted. We'll be right back to do that, to express the concerns, get people motivated right now. Turn your volume up on your radio. Rick Adams will be right back with Ted Pike.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back, and final Final 5 minutes here with Ted Pike. Ted, tomorrow is a very key day, you say, what to do?
Well, yes, it certainly is a key day for activism to loudly protest this hate bill. We want to defeat this solidly in the Senate and not wait for a politician to bail us out, a politician who might conceivably strike up a deal with the Democrats. So what we have to do is, barest minimum, is to call your member of the Senate from your district tomorrow. The toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your member of the Senate, 877-851-6437, and just say, please don't vote for the hate crimes bill, S-1105. Now, if you want to do more, that's only going to take you 3 minutes. So if you want to do more, come to truthtellers.org, and at Truth Tellers we have the list of the 14 members of the Republicans, I should say, the Republican members of the Senate who did vote for the hate bill back in 2004.
Yes.
And then call all of those offices and tell them, please, don't vote for the hate crimes bill. Tell them also that hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and European countries. And by the way, when you're calling your member of the Senate from your district, you let him know that if you find out he votes for the hate bill, you and your friends will never vote for him again. Now, also at Truth Tellers, we have about 17 names of fence sitters, Republicans who are not declaring themselves boldly right now for or against the hate bill. You can call all of those.
Right.
You see, all we have to do is bring over about 7 out of the Senate to guarantee that we can defeat the hate bill. And I believe that's considering the threat of a presidential veto and the tremendous avalanche of calls that are coming in, that is an attainable goal. And then finally, at truthtellers.org, we have a list of about 11 Democrats who are not co-signers on that bill, which suggests that they don't personally have a too strong a feeling about it, even though they have voted for it. Now, the fact of the matter is, in the vote in the House last week, there were 14 Democrats, no less than 14 Democrats, who had seen the light and come over with the Republicans and voted against the hate bill.
Right,
that is very, very significant. You know, if we could only pick up two Democrats and 5 wayward Republicans through a blitz of calling tomorrow, we would have won.
Yes.
We would have smashed the hate bill in the Senate, and that would have meant the end of the hate bill.
And call again and again and again. I know the answers that I get, you know, typical, that, we're amending it. It's going to be a watered down. No compromises on this legislation. Absolutely none. It cannot be countenanced. And that's the message you want to convey. No compromise. No need for the bill. It's unconstitutional.
That's
and
right.
Most importantly, don't think that others are going to do it for you. I can tell you right now, people against the American Way and other groups like that are mobilizing their forces to do exactly what you should be doing and you're not. So you better get off your duff and do it tomorrow and all week, ladies and gentlemen. Ted, thank you for being with us, and I'm sure by the end of the week we'll have an update from you and Harmony Grant as well.
Well, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Ted Pike. www.truthtellers.org. And Ted, all right, well, we can give his more information.
Yes, I'm still here.
Ted, give your phone number if people want to call you.
Yes, if people need brochures or any information, they can call me at 503-631-3808.
Okay, Ted, thank you. Good night, and we'll speak to you later in the week.
Bye now.
All right, good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow night with Ian O'Hara, genealogist. Rick Adams, good night.
It's true.